What's up, Abundant Babe? I'm so glad you found your way here. You're in the right place for the highest of vibes, the silliest of laughs, and the best of the bunch. All things related to spiritual entrepreneurship and creating holistic success. This is your host, Viola Hug, a coach for women who desire to have it all, alignment, wealth, impact, and joy. Come find me at Viola Hug on Instagram, join my free Abundant Babes group on Facebook, or grab a copy of my best-selling book, You Are an Abundant Babe, on Amazon. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome back to the Abundant Babes podcast. This is your host, Viola Hug, and I'm so happy that you're here joining me for another episode. And today I feel is like ultra special because I have family joining me on the podcast today. Hello, Giselle.
Hello, hello.
So Giselle is my sister, my little baby sister.
That's me.
Even though she's definitely not a baby anymore and she probably is annoyed at me doing that. But I feel like one of my like life goals is to be like the older sibling that just consistently embarrasses you with like the cringy things that I say.
I love it.
Yeah. You totally love it. And it's like, you know how hip I am.
Totally the hippest person out there.
Oh, I'm so hip. And so when you're in your 30s, what you think is hip is probably very different to when you're 20.
Slightly.
I still think I'm super cool. And definitely. I think I'm kind of cool.
Yeah, you're totally cool.
Yeah. Okay. And I've mostly talked about myself, but everybody, this is Giselle. She is so awesome. She is my sister, but she's also like she's hilarious. She's one of my best friends. Like, I just absolutely adore her so much. And she has recently, like, basically accidentally launched a business. Like, thank
honestly.
You, COVID. Thank you, the internet.
Thank you, universe, for, like, making it happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I just thought it'd be super fun to introduce you guys to her and just for her to share a little bit of her story, because she's so cool as well. She's a fellow manifester, like myself, emotional authority, 2-4 profile, slowly learning about her human design as shoved down her throat by me.
Yeah.
And she actually does branding and artwork for like online business coaches and service-based entrepreneurs. And as well, she does actual art for like, she's done like art for a restaurant in her local city, which is really cool as well. But she's super artistic. And so like, if you've seen my really cool branding, like I do a lot of it myself, but she's done some for me as well. And if you've seen the epic branding that my clients have, it's probably thanks to her. She works with a lot of my clients as well. But Jay, why don't you kind of like, just, I don't know, whatever comes out, there's no like guidelines here, but like, where are you from? How'd you get here? Like, what's your sign?
Well, I'm a Gemini. Yeah. I'm 20. And I guess I was working in like hospitality for a really long time. And I just always felt like I wasn't like an employee. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of our family has sort of had that feeling that we're just not meant to work for someone else, right? Mm-hmm. Under someone. And I feel like this year, like 2020 has been pretty crazy for everyone. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things have like shifted and changed. And that's definitely been like, that definitely happened for me. Like, I was working like a normal job. It was painful. Like, it was a really bad environment. And then the universe just pushed me out. Like, I got fired from that job. It wasn't working out. And I just happened to be doing like starting my design at the time. I messaged you and I was like, hey, this is something I want to do. Like, people have been reaching out to me asking for my art, and I think this is something that I want to do. And it's just been happening.
Yeah, kind of like organically happened, which is so cool. And like, I know that whole like employee thing, like firstly, you're a manifestor, so duh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then secondly, it's like something for me that's always been so obvious in witnessing in you, but it's one of those things that's so easy to see for other people sometimes, and it's hard to see for yourself. And I think also like a lot of people resonate with this, like whether they're starting something or whether they're even like kind of like shifting into a new identity. You know, like I talk about how many identities I've had to grow through, because I went from being, you know, someone who grew up with
parents who didn't really have the outlook on life that I envisioned, right?
Yeah.
Like, sure, everybody wants the best for their children, but it's still like hard to imagine something outside of the scope of what you've done. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I launched into entrepreneurship, and then I was like under the archetype of like the struggling entrepreneur for so long. And then suddenly I started making money, and then suddenly I'm an intuitive, and suddenly I'm like really, really making money. And so there was like so many identity shifts, you know, that, that before, like I was that person, it was so hard to imagine being that person. And I think you resonate with that as well, of like before you actually started doing the work for people and started like mm-hmm. your business, it was so hard to imagine like where to even begin. Like,
yeah, definitely. The starting point is always the hardest. So you don't know like how to start. But yeah, that for me, it just seemed to happen. And mm-hmm. that was like the best thing. It felt like it was meant to be, you know, like it was just so easy. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, are you like a natural artist? Like, or is it something that you've learned? Like, what's your relationship with art been like?
I feel like I've always been like artistically inclined. Like I'm a very like aesthetic person. I love making things look pretty. I love drawing. I love taking pictures. And yeah, like I've always liked technology as well. So like being able to mix those things is really fun for me. Mm-hmm. Like I love being able to layer things or create an image for someone, like bring something to life for someone, you know, mm-hmm. like that's been something that I really like doing with design.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, I mean, from what I know, like when at art, like at school, you were always so great at art things. And, and like, you learned a lot about it as well from like varying, you know, how you can like learn art and you can be naturally, like you kind of have both. Mm-hmm. And it's been super cool to witness you like doing the work for people. Cause I feel like, I mean, this is just my perspective from like being like a business coach, but it's like when people have like a vision for their business and they don't know how to translate that through imagery, it really creates a dissonance between what they want to do and the clients that they're calling in. And
definitely,
and also like how serious people take their business. And this
totally.
Is like when you have, when you just whip up a graphic, it's fine. You know, like I'm so, everybody who listens to my podcast knows I'm like so big on like breaking the rules. You do not need to do anything to be successful, really. Like there's no like that you have to have a website. You have to have
a
really great branding, or you have to have that. However, as you grow and evolve, it's really powerful to evolve yourself into the different levels and different experiences. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's been so true for myself and so true for the clients that I've worked with is that their business has taken like almost like a quantum leap, and like people just experience your business so differently when you have incredible branding and artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so cool is like you're able to take what people tell you. Like people will be like, this is the vibe, these are the colors I love, and then you're like, well, bam, and people are like, what the heck, how did you do that?
That's my absolute favorite part. Like people will just give me keywords and just explain like the feeling they want to get across, and I love taking just that and creating the image for them, like making a picture, mm-hmm. something that you can look at and it evokes that same emotion or something. Like I love doing that. It's cool to see.
And I'm so consistently blown away as well how you do it so well for like so many different types of businesses as well, you know, like there's so many different programs and different things that people have asked you to create, like covers for, story pictures for,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like bam.
I've done like podcast covers as well and Instagram mm-hmm. posts and stuff like that. I feel like mm-hmm. I like a lot of different styles as well. Like I have my personal style, but I'm so interested in like learning about everything as well. So it's just nice that I can like blend a lot of the knowledge that I do have.
Into
these things.
Oh, I think it'd be really interesting as well to talk a little bit about your like upbringing, because I feel like you have a really unique upbringing as well. because
don't we all?
Because you share what you want to share, but also like just a couple of things that why I mentioned it is because like, firstly, I know that you moved around a lot as a child, mm-hmm. as did I, but for you, it was kind of different because we're like 12 years apart in age. And so it's like, there's a lot of like we're going through things at very different life stages, right? Mm-hmm. That were happening in the family. Like when dad passed away, for example, I was 16, you were 4.
Yeah, I was just turning 5.
That was like such a huge age gap and such a different time of your life to experience.
Yeah, it affects you like completely differently. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the first time that we kind of stepped into entrepreneurship, or like, I don't even want to call it entrepreneurship, but the time it was more like into the self-help and personal development world, yeah, you were like seven.
Yeah. Was I remember listening to Napoleon Hill on the way to school, like walking to work with mom, listening to like Jim Rohn and like all that kind of stuff, like those personal development books, just the audiobooks every day in the car. It was great.
Yeah. And so like, do you feel like that's like had an impact, or like what's your like perspective on life? Like, how do you feel that the way that you were brought up has had an impact on the way you see the world or the way that you show up?
Yeah. I feel like just from like a job standpoint, like from a very young age, I was exposed to not just go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a job, you know, that was not something that I grew up like being told. Yeah. I was told like, you can do what you want. Like, yeah, don't work for other people. Like you can try and make money, you know, like do it yourself. So I've always felt like that sort of was like a more normal thing.
Yeah. Like I remember when you were 15, I think, and you're like, I want to make a lipstick makeup brand. And
yeah,
like spent time like exploring that. Yeah.
Yeah, with like all my interests, like I wanted to be a makeup artist, but it was never that I wanted to work for someone else. It was I wanted to have my own brand or something like that. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's so cool. Yeah, no, that's okay. Me too. I feel like there's another reason why I brought that up. Oh, and then that's like the thing that I think is so cool is like, I like laugh now, but you know, when you're a kid and you're hearing this kind of stuff, you're just like, it's so lame, mom and dad. Well, not dad. Yeah. Oops.
Mom.
It's so lame, mom and sisters.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it was never really something that you were like that interested in. It was kind of just like forced upon you because of your environment, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's so funny though, like how it's really like had an impact. Like, can you tell that story you told me yesterday around how you were at the party and like, the guy was like, had the money that he was like shoving in his pocket?
Oh yeah. So like growing up, like I feel like a lot of people have like very odd, weird relationships with money and people don't talk about money, that kind of thing. Yeah. And I felt like we were always just a little bit more like open about it. And I think it was you who told me this or something. We had like read a book or listened to an audiobook, and they were talking about how you treat money is like how it'll treat you. So you want your money to lay flat, you know, put it in your wallet nicely, put it in order, like don't crumple it up and shove it in your pocket. Cause you know, some people will fold their money and that will physically make me like feel something, like I get grossed out when I see that. And I was at this party the other night, it was like a Friendsgiving. And this guy, he just had this $5 note and he just jammed it into his front pocket, just like crumpled it up. And I was like, how dare you treat your money that way? Like that is never coming back to you. Like, come to me, I'll take care of you. You know, like it made me so uncomfortable seeing him like treat the money that way. And then I told him about like how you should treat your money. Right. And he was like, that's a really interesting way of speaking about money. Cause so many people just assume it's like, a bad thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then he was just like, I've never heard someone speak about money like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting as well, because like one, as a human, it's so cool to have that perspective. And it's been really cool to see like how you've like managed your money and respected your money and like with everything that you're doing. And it's really cool to see as well that you're stepping into business now and you are tracking your money and respecting your money and like doing all of the right things, which I think is so cool. Because for me, I know when I hire someone, like I like to know now, like this isn't something I've learned obviously, but when I like in my own business, I take pride in the way that I show up for my business, right? I respect my money. So I know the money going in and out of my business is like good vibe money. It's good vibes associated with spending and earning in my business. Mm-hmm. And in the same with like my spiritual practice and all of these things, like everything, every component of my business and my life like is really important. So when I hire people, it's not that that's like the only or the determining factor for me. However, I so appreciate, and I look for people and I look to work with people who have a similar like mindset or also like mm-hmm. see things the right way. Because if I'm partnering with someone who also has a respect for money, then it's like, we're amplifying the good vibes around money,
yeah.
amplifying the good vibes around all of it. And it's like, I've recently, like I'm building my fiscal team. So I've recently hired an accountant and she's like so high vibe and so cool. Like she like doesn't only track your money. She like looks at the energy of your money and all the
things.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. And I think that's like what I love about you starting your business. I'm just like completely obsessed with watching you do this, you know?
Thank you.
Because it's so cool to see like you are really respecting every aspect of your business. Like you have such huge respect for your clients. You have such huge respect for the art that you create. You don't just like whip things together. Like you make them fucking perfect and so amazing. And I think that's like a really cool thing to have as you grow your business.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like my mindset when it comes to money, like I'm doing the same things that like my 60-year-old mom is doing, and like she says she only learned them like that like 5 years ago, and mm-hmm. I feel like privileged that I kind of had those influences at such a young age, because I feel like I'm almost mature in that way. I can treat money in a better way, and I feel like it takes a long time for a lot of people to learn.
It's super cool. I love it. It makes me so happy too, because like how we were joking with like the guy who was like shoving the money in his pocket. We're like, come over to me, money. I'll take care of you. And it's like really? an ongoing joke in my world. I'm like, if anybody's not respecting money or treating it well, just send it my way. You have just so much luxurious and like love and all the things in my vibe.
It's true though. Like you see it within like whole groups. Like if a whole group of people is like treating money poorly, the like money will most likely be like not treating them well, and like that kind of, you know.
Yeah,
you
see totally. That. Mm-hmm. I totally see that. Yeah. So in terms of your business, so like you, if somebody has like a what do you call it, a program or an offer or something like that that needs some sort of visual representation, and I know you've also done work, like I said, like you've created artwork for a restaurant, right? Like what was that
it
for?
So it was almost for like, have you heard of like HelloFresh, like that kind of service, like a meal service? They bring food to your house every week. And it was like a no waste version of that for just around Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. So I drew them like a logo and like a back, like wallpaper almost, but just for like the back, the logo.
Right. Yeah.
It was just a bunch of like veggies and everything.
Yeah. So it was for their logo.
For their logo and like they're in little like jars. So it's just the little like strip that goes around the jar, like the label. Yeah. Couldn't think of the word.
The strip.
The strip. Yeah.
So that's really, really cool. And so that's like, I love, and cause with that was fully hand-drawn art. And then the other stuff that you're doing is more like digital art where you're creating, like the images. So, in terms of like taking on clients, I know you're like, you already have a ton of clients, which is freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. But you're referral only at this stage, correct? Like how are people working with you?
Mostly I've been just getting like people that are like either your clients or other people's clients that have heard of me. They message me on my private Facebook, because that's where I've been doing like most of my like design work through.
Yeah.
Just on Facebook there. But I'm hopefully gonna like create a website or something that'll be easier for people to come in, see me, you know?
Exactly. So that's all in the works and the plans, but I think it's really cool right now. And like by referral only is like you said, it's been like either like clients or clients of clients or friends of clients or whatever that have been kind of coming to you for work.
Yeah.
But if anybody's listening to the podcast as well, like obviously it's going to depend on your capacity, but if anybody listening right now is like, oh my God, I want to know about your services, or I want to know like, how can I get some artwork done? In the show notes, there's going to be like a little link included where you can learn a little bit more, but you can always feel free to message you on Facebook, right?
Yeah, definitely. Just flick me a message. I'll message back, like have a little chat, see what I can do. Like, at the moment, I've just been creating mostly like covers, and I said I did some like podcast covers, but I'm like willing to try and do other stuff. Like I've done some VA work and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's like expanding even into that, because
definitely
the person that you're working as a virtual assistant for, it's really cool because obviously you have like a boundaries around what you offer, but there's like, you know, it's social media, design, like for the for Instagram, it's like pieces of art here and there, and just like other assistant-y type work, which is really
cool. Yeah, like somebody's asked me to help create a page of their website for them just because it's like a bit tricky and like, little jobs.
Yeah, exactly. So if there's anything like that that you are looking for help for, if you're listening, definitely reach out. And what's your Instagram? Definitely, because your Instagram's so cool. It's not like, it's not to do with your business. It's more like a personal one, but it's so definitely good. And you guys have check out her reels and her style. Like she is so...
Yeah. Like been getting into my fashion at the moment.
You're like a major thrifter, which that's a fucking
all my
skill.
Clothes. Yeah, I'm seriously, honestly, I hold my thrifting like badge of honor. Like I will go into a thrift store and I can just find what I need. it's a gift. It truly is.
Well, I've always heard, like I've had so many times, like I've seen someone and they're like, oh my God, I got this like Louis Vuitton bag at friggin' Salvation Army or something.
Yeah. $3.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And, or like they find like Levi's jeans or like whatever. And I'm just like, I'm going to go into a thrift store and I'm going to find some. And I literally like can't find anything. And
yeah, you just find like everything from like 1990, like, oh.
Yeah, but then it's also so funny because your style like right now is like, you're doing 2000 style.
Yeah, low-waisted jeans and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you in high school, it's great.
I know, every time you share an outfit, I'm like, yeah, I wore that in high school, except it wasn't cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how cool it is now, but I feel pretty cool, so that's all
that
matters.
I think you look awesome. But what's your IG?
Yeah, so it's just my name, Giselle.hug. Giselle spelled a bit funny. It's J-Y-S-E-L-L-E and then .hug. And yeah, it's just there. Give me a follow, check me out. You can message me on there as well. I'll reply. I'm friendly.
Yeah. Even though she's a manifester and she may seem intimidating, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
That's what I always feel like I have to remind everyone. I'm like, feel free to message me. Like, I'm not going to think it's weird.
Yeah.
I want you to message me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've enjoyed this episode, if you just enjoyed a bit of this banter as well, make sure to screenshot the episode, upload it onto your story, tag Giselle, tag me, let us know that you listened. And let us know what your favorite part of the episode was. But thank you so much for joining me, Jay. It's been
no worries. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's been really fun. And to all the listeners, I always appreciate your time. I appreciate your presence. If you love this episode, if you're loving the Abundant Babes podcast, I'd be so grateful if you leave a rating, 5-star, obviously, a review. Yeah, so thank you so much, and we'll see you all in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.